Good morning. We all know what laws are. They're rules. But why do we have laws? Have you ever thought about that, why we have laws and why we have these rules? I mean, aren't the laws that we have there to protect us, to protect people, to protect other people? In other words, we see a stop sign and we're traveling along, and when we see it, we slow down and we stop. Either all the way or sometimes a rolling stop. But we stop to make sure that it's safe. And then we go further. We have yield signs. We have stop lights and go lights. And we have all these other rules of speed limits and all these other laws that sometimes we follow very carefully and sometimes we don't follow as carefully as we should. But the purpose of the laws is for our safety. It's for our benefit. But what if somebody all of a sudden went crazy in a position that they could add all the laws they wanted? And they said, well, if a stop sign is a good thing, then let's put 5 stop signs for every block, whether there's an intersection there or not. So that as we're driving along, we have to stop, and then we go, and then we stop, and then we go, and then we stop. Well, we can't look at the laws that way. We can't say, if this is good, then doing it more often is necessarily going to be better. This is something that we have to understand, because our God, our Lord, the Father, has given us laws. He's given us rules. He's given us instructions. And why do you think He's given us these rules and these instructions? For the same reason that we make up laws ourselves. It's for our safety, it's for our benefit. Now, the rules that our God gave us were what we call the Ten Commandments. And in these commandments, He has instructed humanity, humans, how to live their lives. Now, why do you think He would care how we live our lives? Well, humanity and the way He created us, He created us to be a society, not a bunch of individuals. And as a society, we have to have order. And just as the traffic laws bring us order, says the laws of God bring order to our society. Just think of some of them. Thou shalt not kill. Well, obviously, you should not commit murder. You should not go out and be killing people. He says that would bring anarchy if everybody just was out there killing everybody else. And we would be exterminating ourselves. He says, thou shalt love your mother and honor your mother and father. He says, well, this brings an order. Because of the elders, it says we honor the elders in our society. And this is a good thing. Because we don't abandon the wisdom of the older people. Said, thou shalt not commit adultery. And that's obvious, is that would break up family units. That is the type of thing that just creates a chaos in itself. So our God has brought order out of the chaos of the universe that He created, that chaotic Big Bang or whatever it was that started it, and He brought order. And He instructed us in such a way that we will keep order and that we will create a society that has order. Now, do you remember what the angels said to the shepherds when Jesus was born? Do you remember what they said? Glory be to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. with whom he is well pleased. It means that we were doing something right. It means that he was pleased with us because we had set up a society of rules. We had a society of morality. We had a society of ethics. But now, when we look at the Ten Commandments, and when we look at the laws that were around at the time of Jesus, the Jewish and Hebrew laws, says there's a big difference. Okay? God gave us 10, and there were millions by the time that Jesus came. And many of those laws were like the stop signs. Many of them were saying, well, if this is good and we keep doing this over and over again, then that's got to be better. Okay, but no, it's not better, it's foolish. Okay, so many of those laws, the rabbinical laws that were handed down to us, didn't really make any sense. They accused Jesus of breaking the laws because he healed on the Sabbath. It says, well, God never said in the Ten Commandments, don't heal. He said to respect and honor the Sabbath. So they took and they made it into something that it wasn't. So we have to be careful of making too many rules and too many laws and forgetting the fundamentals, forgetting the Ten Commandments. You know, we go through our lives and we try to be good people, or at least in this flock, I know that we're trying to be good people. And we want to follow the laws and the rules and the instructions that our Lord has given us. And we should always try to do it. But sometimes as we want to do even more, we want to be justified. And sometimes that justification works. And sometimes it's a good thing. You know, you can show more honor. But he doesn't say more or less. He says honor. And honor should be the most honor that we can honor. We honor God, we honor our parents, we honor each other, we honor human beings, and this is what gives us a society. We see today, in many places, many people are demanding that the Ten Commandments be separated and thrown away and taken away from our society. So these are no longer, or they don't want them to be any longer, the fundamentals of our society, the rules of our society, those things that bring order to our society. They want to change the rules. Now, when they change the rules, we have God's rules, and we have, what other rules are there? Well, they think that humanity can make its own rules. But what's wrong with that? Because I'm human, and you're human, and does that mean that I can make my own rules and you make your own rules? Well, that's exactly really what it means. It means that some ideology out there will make certain rules and another ideology out there will make their rules, and they don't necessarily have to be the same rules. And many years ago, when the atheists were putting signs on the buses in Washington that were saying, there's no God, there's no hell, just be good for goodness sake. Well, what does that mean, be good for goodness sake? It means one thing to me and another thing to you. It's important that we have a non-negotiable set of rules given to us by a higher power in order to have a society. If we don't have that, then we don't have a society. We have an anarchy, because then everything becomes subjective. When we say this is God's rule, we can say, well, this is a being that is superior to humans and knows better than humans. But when I say this is my rule, then you say, well, you're just a human being. It says your rule is no better than my rule. There is no morality without God's instructions. There is only a thing that will lead to anarchy. You know, the more that we're getting rid of church or religion in this country, the more we are seeing an anarchy. We're seeing people killing other people, and nobody really can put it together that it's because our society is falling apart. We have, just in Chicago, over 4th of July weekend, the statistics were just absolutely shocking of how many people were killed and wounded just in one city. If they were living by the rules that God gave us, they would have order there. Because they say, do not commit murder. But that rule doesn't exist there anymore in these neighborhoods. It says, wherever we see this destruction and bloodshed and killing for no reason, it says, we see the lack of the instructions that God gave to us. It is critical that we have these instructions in our lives and in our hearts in order to be humanity, in order to be human beings. If we don't have them, then we become like the animal world, a total anarchy. But with the dangers of humanity, the dangers of free will, the dangers of those people that would victimize others for their own gain. Animals don't do that. Only human beings do that. My friends, we cannot live without rules of order. Our Lord has given us these rules of order. We, especially as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, says we especially should try our best to live those rules of order and to maintain those rules of order in our society. Now, I don't know if there's anything that we can actually do about getting the Ten Commandments put back into courthouses. Maybe this is entering into the final days where an anarchy will come. And we've been told, and it's been prophesied, that there will be anarchy. And maybe that's what will bring this anarchy. But don't bow down to those voices of the atheists, those voices who want to destroy God, those voices who want to destroy the rules that He has given us. We don't have to do extra. At least do the basics. Follow His instructions. We might be the final generation, or the final generation might be in this room today. But we must always remember that to the end, follow His instructions. As He said in the gospel reading today, those who follow the instructions, those who follow the law, will be called blessed in the kingdom.